at least a few times a month, someone emails in and says, what do I do? I'm just not doing that well on the spiritual path anymore. I'm having difficulty. What do you suggest? So there's two suggestions to get re-inspired, to get encouraged. The first one is perhaps we're reacting to some recent events. Sometimes we hit difficulties in our life or difficulties in the life of someone we love, and they really hit us emotionally. We get discouraged. We lose our inspiration. So, Gurudeva has given us a wonderful tool, the Vasana Daha Tantra, for just those occasions. So, how do we know if we're discouraged for that reason? Because we think about it. Our subconscious mind always tells us what the problems are by popping them up in front of us on a regular basis. So if we find ourselves constantly thinking about some recent events, means we haven't cleared the subconscious mind of their presence. So we need to take the time to do Vasana Daha Tantra. Write it all down, burn it up. Wait a while and see if we're still thinking about it. If we're not, good. But if we're thinking about it still, even though we've written it down, we have to write it down again. It's part of it we didn't write down and get rid of. Probably got rid of a third of it or half of it, but part of it's still there. So we can go through this process a number of times, and when we reach the point where we don't think about it anymore, we know we don't have to write it down anymore. Subconscious mind stops popping it up as something to deal with. Another aspect of difficult times, going through hardship, is we blame it on someone else. They did that to me. And we're clinging to that. We're resenting what this other person did to me. Boy, we think about it all the time. This person did that. How could they do that to me? So we've forgotten one of the basic principles of the law of karma is to take responsibility for what happens. Our karma comes to us through other people, and sometimes we naturally blame the other people. It's easier than blaming ourselves, right? They're the first scapegoat. They did that to me. I'm going to resent that. I'm going to feel hurt because they did that to me. I'm going to become discouraged because they did that to me and I didn't deserve it. So, obviously, we're stuck until we accept responsibility. I did that to me through this person. Because it's hard for things just to fall out of trees and, you know, nature. Your karma rarely comes back to you in that way. It comes back to you through other people. So, I did that to me through that person. Taking responsibility. Whatever happens, I did that to me through the other person. So when we stop looking at the person as the cause and look at ourselves as the cause, then we can start moving on from this difficult experience. But if we don't, then we're stuck because we resent them. We dislike them. We've become discouraged because life is unfair to us. So we have to shift our perspective into the perspective that whatever happens, there's only one person to blame. Whoever does it doesn't really matter. Something good happens, if something bad happens, there's only one person to blame, and of course, that's me. I did it to myself. So those are some thoughts on moving on from recent difficult times, how we can get out of that discouragement. But even then, when we've cleared that from our subconscious mind, we still may be not inspired. We're improving, but we're not back to where we were. It's like an airplane that landed. And we were doing fine. We're up in the sky going along, and all of a sudden, life brought us back to the ground. We landed. So we're on the ground again. Well, how do we take off? How do we get back up to where we were in consciousness when we land through discouragement? Well, an easy way is through the temple worship, through the Shakti of the deity. And in our tradition, Lord Murugan is particularly effective for lifting us up, energizing us, getting our plane to take off again. He has a very uplifting Shakti, particularly on festival days, and particularly if we engage in some kind of vrata or penance to really focus in on the Shakti. So there's lots of opportunities throughout the year at Muruga festivals or Shashti days to when Muruga's Shakti is stronger than usual. And if we are in need of it, then we should do some serious preparation. Do a vrata, fasting during the day, do some penance. Really focus in and try to absorb as much of Muruga's Shakti as possible during those auspicious days. And if we do a good enough job, we'll be inspired. We'll be back in the air. We will have taken off again in consciousness in a very, very simple way. How can we prevent this from happening in the first place? When emails come in from someone who's in this state of mind and says, gee, you know, I'm not doing my sadhana, I'm kind of lost my inspiration, spiritual life isn't working out very well, what do you suggest? Sangha. Not a river, a fellowship, sangha, a fellowship, companionship, spiritual companions. Quite often, someone falls off the path because they don't have any friends who are on the path. They're the only one. So they're influenced by the people they work with, influenced by the people they go to school with, who aren't interested in spiritual things, and before you know it, they've lost their interest in spiritual things too. They're interested in just what everyone else is interested in that they socialize with at work and at school. There's some beautiful quotes in the Koral on this. As water changes according to the soil through which it flows, so a man assimilates the character of his associates. Purity of mind and purity of conduct. These two depend upon the purity of a man's companions. Tirukkural certainly understands this one very, very well. It's got a lot of good advice there on companions. And a good way of thinking about companions is the natural concern that parents have for who their children are making friends with. Because we know what happens. The children start acting like their friends, right? Happens all the time. So it's a simple example of this principle. So, if we want to reinforce our spiritual aspirations, we need to have friends who are also spiritual. It's very hard if we don't. So the advice I always give when someone emails in is to, you know, find some kind of religious gathering you can go to once a week. Find a sangham that you can affiliate with, people who are spiritually inclined that you can make friends with, and you'll find your spiritual life getting strengthened just by that fellowship. So that's the idea of satsanga, fellowship of those who are seeking truth, seeking spiritual unfoldment. The second advice given in this case is, how is your daily sadhana going? And of course, they'll say, oh, what sadhana? Let's see, I haven't done it for so long, I forget what I'm supposed to do. Because if you end up in this state of mind, it means somewhere along the line, you slacked off on your sadhana, and then you probably stopped it altogether, at least parts of it. So this is the second way of preventing getting discouraged in the first place. The first way is fellowship with spiritual seekers. The second way is to keep your daily sadhana going with diligence. Don't give up on it. Sometimes Gurudeva has initiated church members in mantra diksha, and they do their mantra diksha for a year or two and stop. Just stop doing it altogether. So you can't benefit spiritually from a diksha you received years ago if you don't do the sadhana that the diksha requires. Diksha wanes in power. The power of the diksha is sustained and increased by doing the sadhana that came with it. So japa, vishesha diksha, puja. Sometimes members stop during the puja. Just don't have enough time, right? Oh, I'm so busy, there's no way I can do the puja. It's just, you know, I go to bed, I get up, I go to work. There's no time in my life for puja. Why'd you get initiated? Why did you take on the obligation of doing puja if you're not going to do it? So, doing the daily puja for those who receive vishesha diksha, of course, is necessary part of the daily sadhana to sustain the spiritual unfoldment, to sustain the state of inspiration that you have. So it sounds simple, fellowship, sangha and sadhana, but it works. You know, if we're diligent in maintaining sangha, friends, companions who are spiritually inclined and doing our daily sadhana, we don't end up in states of discouragement that we otherwise would. We don't end up back into the worldly habits that we previously had. We stay above them. We go a different direction. But without both of those, then it's likely we'll end up back where we were. We'll feel like, gee, we've regressed here. We're not making progress. We were doing better, and now we're not. It's like a weight loss program. You know, when you do real well for a while, then all of a sudden you start putting it back on. So same way with sadhana.